message is from Family Worship Center. This message will not only build your life, but will make you experience the transforming love of God. Open up your heart and be blessed.
Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 4. I'm going to be reading from verse 1 to 11. Knowing Jesus, part 4, his temptations. Matthew chapter 4. From 1. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward he was hungry. And when the tempter came to him, somebody underline when the tempter came to him. Underline it. And when the tempter came to him, he said, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones become bread." Command that these stones become bread. But he answered and said, "It is written." Underline, "It is written." Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Then the devil took him up into the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you. And in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "It is written." Underline, "It is written." "You shall not tempt the Lord your God." Again. Somebody say, "Again."
Again.
The devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written." Underline, "For it is written. You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve." Verse 11, then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. Knowing Jesus, his temptations. Father, in the name of Jesus, speak to our hearts. Grant us understanding. In Jesus' name. What can we take from here? I'm going to run like rapid fire. Glory to God. What can we take from this message, Matthew 4, 1 to 11, about the temptations of Jesus? Number one, the Bible says Jesus was led. Jesus was led by the Spirit. If Jesus was led by the Spirit and you are a child of God, you must be led by the Spirit. Jesus did not wander about. He didn't wander into the wilderness. He was led, which also proved that he is the Son of God. Jesus was led. He didn't wander into the wilderness. Jesus was led by the Spirit. And the Bible in Romans 8:14 says that for as many as are led by the Spirit, they are what? The sons of God. My brothers and my sisters, make sure you are led by the Spirit. Stop wandering about. Stop wandering about. Be led by the Spirit. That is number one lesson. Jesus was led by the Spirit. Now, the Bible says, then he was led. Imagine what is happening here. We just heard he was baptized. While he was coming out of the water, the heavens opened. A dove came upon him and a voice spoke. It was a high moment. One of his best moments. Then all of a sudden, suddenly, he was led into the wilderness. Why didn't God lead him to a big city with flowing waters and shopping malls and the rest? From this glorious moment into the wilderness to be tempted. I want you to know that even when you are led by the Spirit, temptations are not ruled out. Number one, make sure you are led. But even when you are led by the Holy Spirit, when you are right in the center of God's will, temptations still come. Tell your neighbor you'll be tempted. That is what we learned there. Those are the two things we must take from there. Now, he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted, but it was not the Spirit that tempted him. For the Spirit of God will not tempt you to sin. James 1:13 says, let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. So even though the Spirit led him into the wilderness to be tempted, it was not the Spirit of God that tempted him. It was Satan that tempted him. Brothers and sisters, it is Satan that will keep tempting us. So when I say you will be tempted, you'll be tempted by Satan. Number two, Jesus fasted. Jesus fasted. There are some of us seated here, there is nothing we have said in this church, you have refused to fast. Your love for food is it cannot be explained. If Jesus fasted and we are his followers, fasting must be built into our lifestyle. Fasting must be built into our lifestyle. A time that you say no to food and focus on the things that matter. Jesus fasted. In Matthew 6:16, he says, moreover, when you fast, not if you fast, when you fast. So God expects us to fast. In Matthew 17:21, he says, this kind shall not go out except by prayer and fasting. I came to beg us this morning, as followers of Jesus, begin to consider fasting. Start with missing a meal, then two meals, then a day. And I guarantee you, you will not die. But if you die, come and meet me. I'll answer. Praise the Lord. But you will not die. Amen. Jesus fasted. Now, I saw this in the Message translation. Matthew 4, the same Matthew 4. Matthew 4 verse 1. The Message translation said this. Next, Jesus was taken into the wild by the Spirit for the test. For the test. The devil was ready to give it. Verse 2. Jesus prepared for the test by fasting. Jesus prepared for the test by fasting 40 days and 40 nights. That left him, of course, in a state of extreme hunger, which the devil took advantage of in the first place. Did you like that translation? So what we now know behind the scene is that fasting, the Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness to fast, to prepare for his ministry. He was about to begin his ministry. Ladies and gentlemen, you are preparing to start something big. Don't just walk in there. Don't just wander in. I'm going to be captain of industries. You wander in, they'll kill you in 2 days. I want to marry you. Just wander in. The marriage will break down in 2 weeks. We don't wander into things. We prepare for things. And one way Jesus says for us to prepare for things is to pray and fast and prepare. Somebody give God praise. So Jesus showed us here that as his children, we must incorporate prayer and fasting into our lives. It helps us to prepare for the future. You never know what is coming ahead. You never know. Be prepared. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus was hungry. Jesus was hungry. The Bible says after he fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. Now, this is God still telling us that he was fully God, at the same time fully man. But hunger here connotes human wants, human needs, human wants, human needs. No matter how anointed you are, there are certain things you need. Unfortunately, Satan knows what you need when you need them. And so, anytime you are in need, the devil takes advantage of your need. That's what the Message Bible clearly says. The devil wanted to take advantage of his hunger and came with a temptation. Do you have any need right now? You have a strong need for a husband. Be careful. That's where your temptation is going to come from. You have a very strong need to have a child. Every woman that you know have their children. You want to also have your own. Be careful. All your mates are already working in Abuja earning money. Be careful. That's where your own is going to come from. So the area of our needs, the area of our weakness, be careful. That is where the enemy is going to come from. You've been broke for a long time. You've done everything possible. Be careful. He's going to lead you. That tempter is going to lead you somewhere. And they'll tell you if you do this in 24 hours, you will blow. Be careful. Be careful. Hunger predisposes us to temptations. wants, needs, predisposes us to temptation. James 1:14 says, but each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. So be careful. The things you need, build your fence around your faith, because the enemy will bring temptations in that area. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Number what? Jesus was tempted. Somebody say, Jesus was tempted. Remember what I said? He has just been baptized. He has just been anointed. He has just been affirmed. Not just affirmed. This is my son in whom I am pleased. Then suddenly temptation comes. If Jesus was tempted, you will be tempted. No matter how pleasing you are to God, since you live here, temptations will come. So the Bible says, when the tempter came to him, not if, when. Temptation is a matter of when. And our when is different for everybody. We will be tempted. So what is temptation? Temptation is an enticement, an inducement to do something contrary to God's will. That's all. I brought it together. Temptation is an enticement, an inducement to do something contrary to God's will. It is an enticement to be disobedient to God. So anytime something comes across your way, comes to you, promising a reward, promising a rich harvest, but is something that is contrary to the will of God, that is a temptation. Temptation is a state or the act of being tempted or enticed to evil by arguments, by flattery, or by offer of some real or apparent good. When the enemy brings temptation, he won't bring it like you will know it. He will bring it in a way that there are certain promises that makes you not to think of the temptation, but to think of the blessings that comes after the temptation. And temptation is from the devil. It's not from our God. It's a part of our journey. It's a part of our journey. So Jesus was tempted. You will be tempted if you are a follower of Jesus. Praise the Lord. What can we take from here? What can we take from here? Why was he tempted? Jesus, I just told you, God led him to be tempted in order to prepare for his big ministry that he was going to start. But Hebrews said that he was going to be our high priest. And in order to be our high priest and know about our infirmities, he also must be tempted and overcome the temptation. Then he can minister to us. Do you get that? So he was actually the will of God in the wilderness. It was a preparation. But that tells us that if he could overcome, then we could also overcome. But how did he overcome? How did he overcome? That is why I told you to underline certain things. Number one, the enemy came. Remember, he will begin by, if you are the Son of God. Did you notice Jesus never stopped to question or to argue? How can you ask me if I'm the Son of God? Were you not there when my father said? No. Never you enter into argument with Satan when temptation is facing you. Jesus never argued. Jesus knew his status as a son of God. There was no need to prove it. Don't go around trying to prove anything to Satan. What did Jesus do? It is written. Every time temptation comes, go to the word. Every time temptation comes, go to the word. And temptations will come and come and come and come. Every time temptation comes, my brothers and sisters, don't negotiate. Don't argue, just go to the word. The only thing the enemy has no power to overcome is the word. The word is more potent than anointing oil. The word is more potent than holy water. The word is more potent than crosses and crucifix. The word of God is the cure for temptation. Jesus showed us. And Jesus did it 3 times consecutively. Never you think that because another temptation has come, the word of God is no longer powerful. Every time it comes, go back to the word. Go back to the word and keep going back to the word. And when it looks like the thing is doing you, tell him, away with you, Satan. Those are the things we learned. You go to the word, he comes back. Go to the word, he comes back. Go to the word, he comes back. It is written, away with you. So there's a time to back at him. Glory to God. Somebody said that Satan is like those dogs that have seen you finish. When you are trying to leave the house, they follow you. Tell them, go back, go back. They don't want to go back. Go back, go back. They'll just be following you. Bingo, go back. Let's still call them bingos these days. He will not go back. Or to say, shall go back. And then he puts his tail right between and then goes back. The devil is like that. It is written, he comes back. It is written, he comes back. It is written, he comes back. Then you shout, away with you, Satan, for it is written. Glory to God. Brothers and sisters, we will be tempted. Why? Because we'll have moments of need, moments of weakness. We will be vulnerable. And at vulnerable times, Satan will take advantage of it. Sometimes, even at our high moments, when we are at our high moments, we let down our guards. When we are at our weak moments, we become desperate. The two of them, Satan takes advantage of them. Praise the Lord. So every temptation can be overcome, will be overcome by the right words. By the right words. Here, Jesus chose the right words for his own temptations. It is now our own responsibility to go into the word and get the right words for our own temptation. You work in an office as the accountant and they bring a bag and they say, sir, you know, this is how we do it. We can do it right now and this bag will all be yours. You won't say it is written, man shall not live by bread. You will say it is written, thou shalt not steal. So when temptation comes, it is now your own responsibility to go into the bank of the word of God that you have stored in your heart and pull out the right word, and that temptation will be quashed in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Not man's wisdom, but God's word. Don't argue with him. Bring out God's word. Every temptation has a cure in the word of God. Look for that word. There is a word. There is a word. There is a word. There is a word. You see that sister and you can't hold yourself. Tell yourself, it is written, I possess my vessels. Oh yes. Oh yes. Glory to God. And so what that does that do to us? It gives us a responsibility. What is the responsibility? Every man is supposed to go into the word and know the word for yourself. Every man should know themselves and know the temptations that are common to them and do due diligence by digging the word to win the temptations that are common to you. The temptations that are common to us are different. There are some people sitting here right now. They may not have money, but lock them with 1 billion in a room, money that is not counted. They will not touch it. But leave them with a sister that is not even fine for 2 minutes. For 2 minutes. Are you seeing it now? So you can't say, I'm never tempted. Now lie. Now because you never did, where your own temptation day. Somebody clap unto the Lord. That is why the Bible says, he who think he stands must take heed lest he fall. You can be making noise all over the place. I'm a man. No babe can do until you see your speck. Glory to God Almighty. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So it is our responsibility, having known ourselves by the blessings of God, to know the word of God, to pick the word of God from our heart, the store of our heart, and use it against every temptation. We will be tested. So Jesus overcame by the word. We will overcome by the word. And the Bible says, then Satan left him. The devil left him. What does that mean? Jesus won. The word will always win. In every temptation, the word will always win. Now, there is something Matthew didn't put, but Luke put. He says the devil left him for another opportune time. I said that to say that when you win this temptation, don't think you have won forever. another one is coming. And another one is coming. And another one is coming. So let your words be ready on the ground. When it comes, you pull out the word of God. And then it says, when the devil left him, behold, angels came and ministered to him. My brothers and sisters, if you endure temptation to the end and you win, God will not let you be alone. There is a reward. There is a reward. So what he didn't get using the blessing of God and the anointing of God, angels brought to him because he obeyed to the end. I want you to know that one of the things, the reasons why the enemy wants to tempt us is to try to get to us what is already ours at an inappropriate time, before the time, or in a wrong way. But if you resist that temptation, God will now bring it to you, good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over. All of this, thank you. All of this temptation was to hinder Jesus from going to the cross in order to fulfill what he came for, so that we can receive the entire package. Satan saw it and wanted to bring a shortcut, and in the process, thwart that. I want you to know that the temptations that are coming to you, they are not really for your blessing. The devil will couch it in such a way that it looks like it's a blessing. No, it's planned to derail you from the purpose of God for you. So be wise. If you endure to the end, then God will bring the blessings. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. So the devil left him, an angel came and ministered him. God never forsakes those who endure through temptations. God will find a way to minister to us and meet our needs as we endure temptation. So in conclusion this morning, what am I going to say? Number one, temptation will come. It's about when. It's about when. This is what Charles Spurgeon said, and I quote, he said, "But let us do what we will, we shall be tempted. God had one son without sin, but he never had a son without temptation." Number two, the temptation of Jesus reminds us that it is not sin to be tempted. Temptation by itself is not a sin. It is falling into it that is a sin. So as long as you resist the temptation, temptation is not a sin. Jesus didn't sin because he was tempted. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Remember also, Satan will be looking out for you, checking for your very high moments when your guards are down, or for your low moments when you are hungry, in need, in want, when you are desperate. Be careful. That is when he comes. You are a husband. You've been on course for 3 months. Your wife is in Nigeria. You are in Ouagadougou alone. And then the beautiful lady appears in front of your hotel room. That is how he does it. That's how he does it. Somebody say, I get it.
Yes.
What else do we know? The triumph of Jesus is a proof to us that we also, if we do what he did, we will triumph. What did he do? It is written. 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 From Genesis to Revelation, there are many written words that the enemy cannot gainsay or reject or resist. It is our responsibility, Family Worship Center, to go into the Word of God and take the right words and use the right words. Praise the Lord. Never you forget, every temptation will promise you something good. But if you fall into it, you will lose something good. Every temptation will promise you something good. If you don't resist it and you fall into it, you will lose something good. And the way to fight and overcome temptation is, it is written. Stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. Stand on your feet.
Thank you for listening to this message. You will be blessed when you do the things that you have heard. You can make a brand new start in life by becoming a child of God. It's as easy as believing in your heart as you say the following prayer. Jesus, I thank you for dying for me. Jesus, come into my heart today and be my Lord and Savior. I declare right now that I am born again. In Jesus' name, amen. Congratulations if you just said that prayer. It is important that you join a Bible-believing church immediately so that you grow in knowing Christ. We would love to have you visit our church in Abuja, Nigeria. For more information about this ministry, you can visit our website at www.fwcabuja.org. God bless you.
Family Worship Center. We care.